The state's public television network is walking back a decision to disaffiliate from the National Public Broadcasting Service. Members of the Arkansas TV Commission voted Thursday to pause their disaffiliation with PBS until mid-December. Arkansas TV, formerly known as Arkansas PBS, was set to drop all PBS programming at the end of June. Dozens of PBS supporters turned out for Thursday's meeting. Joy Holmes of Conway said the loss of PBS kids programming would be devastating to her two special needs children.
And it is very difficult for them to feel something as simple as delight. Christmas is not fun. Birthdays are not fun. But PBS Family Day is fun. And the idea that that kind of emotional impact can be taken from kids similar to mine is a tragedy I cannot express the depth of.
Several commenters said they thought the move was ideological, though Arkansas TV officials have said it's necessary due to a loss in around $2 million in annual funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. PBS CEO Paula Kerger was on hand for Thursday's meeting and disputed claims that the decision to disaffiliate had to be made 6 months in advance.
I also would say that if you were considering such a significant move, that it would have been worth more than just an interpretation, but it would have been worth a second conversation saying, look, we're thinking of contemplating this. Anyone else that has even thought about this has had additional conversations with us.
Arkansas TV officials say they will attempt to raise funds from viewers and from the state government in an attempt to bridge the funding gap. Little Rock Public Radio also received funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but is unaffiliated with Arkansas TV. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration visited Northwest Arkansas on Wednesday. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford praised the opening of Northwest Arkansas National Airport's new traffic control tower for contributing to the modernization of the nation's airspace. The Arkansas Advocate reports Bedford joined U.S. Representative Steve Womack and state lawmakers at the tower's opening. The new 145-foot tower is nearly three times as tall as its predecessor. It also runs on digital technology, replacing the old tower's analog design. The project costs $17.6 million, nearly $17 million of which came from state and federal grants. The city of North Little Rock now has its own dedicated event center. City officials had the ground opening ceremony on Tuesday at the new center in North Little Rock's Argenta District. Mayor Terry Hartwick says it's part of a larger push for new development near the city's riverfront.
$80 million worth of construction in this two-block area. It's something else, right? Two hotels, this thing here, and of course I've introduced Frank and Judy, what they meant to us with Simmons Arena and what's now is the Wyndham. I can't say enough how this place is exploding.
The center was funded in part by roughly $15 million from the North Little Rock City Council. The 31,000-square-foot building can accommodate as many as 1,500 people for special events and features conference rooms, a ballroom, and a prep kitchen. State public health officials say the city of Lone Oaks water supply is once again safe to drink. The Arkansas Department of Health says the city's Do Not Drink order was lifted around 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Residents had been warned not to drink the water because of high levels of chlorine and fluoride that had contaminated the water supply during maintenance. Five more Arkansans have died from flu-related complications over the past week. The state health department says Arkansas is experiencing a high level of flu activity, up from medium the previous week. So far, 66 flu-related deaths have been reported in Arkansas this flu season, 49 of which have been people at least 65 years old. A grassroots effort seeks to reboot a popular makerspace in Arkansas. A petition seeks to relocate the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub to a soon-to-be-vacant fire station in North Little Rock. The city's library system announced in November the hub would close at the end of the year. The petition seeks to ask North Little Rock city officials to consider making the fire station at 8th and Maple Streets the hub's new home. Two former corrections officers at an East Arkansas federal prison have pleaded guilty to corruption charges. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports 41-year-old Tijuana Dillard was charged with receiving bribes and lying to investigators after being accused of bringing tobacco into the federal correctional institution in Forest City. 37-year-old Robert Cochran also pleaded guilty to taking money over a five-month period in exchange for smuggling contraband into the prison. Dillard could face up to 5 years in prison, while Cochran could spend as many as 15 years behind bars. A tornado caused damage to cars and vehicles in southern Arkansas Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service says the EF1 tornado began around 7 a.m. near Fordyce, causing damage to roofs and trees. The storm also led to a two-vehicle crash on State Highway 97, though no injuries were reported. For today, we have another sunny day with a high of 71, low tonight 47. For your weekend ahead, sunny and warm expectations for Saturday, but a strong cold front is expected to move through on Sunday afternoon. Rain and potential thunderstorms are in the forecast for Sunday evening. The projected low for Sunday night is just 30 degrees. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.